welcome in to another Blurry Hysteria. Brent, how's your pants? Are they shat?
They're not shat, but they're off just in case. I'm sitting on a towel because, you know, I am stoked and full because I'm fat, so obviously I've been eating, so you can't be too careful.
That's kind of going along with the last time when I scared you.
You did scream at the beginning of this one, but I was ready, and my pants were removed. Speaking of pants removed, nothing about that, but I just got done this weekend going to the Chicago Vampire Ball.
And where does that take place?
Yeah, this year they closed down Rock Bottom Brewery, the top couple floors of it, and they had a Vampire Queen of Chicago contest and booze and like a they called it a burlesque show. I don't know if I wouldn't exactly call it burlesque, but it was a lot of fun, man. But a lot of mostly naked people with pasties on their nipples and things like that. It was a sight to behold.
Interesting. I never went to one of those. This isn't your first one, is it?
This was my first vampire ball. We used to do the zombie prom every year. It was like for charity and stuff. And then they moved it to the Cubby Bear, which is a big bar right by Wrigley. And it is so expensive, the bar. Like, we go have like three or four drinks each over the few hours, and it'd be like $200 bar tab. And I'm just like, how are you charging me like $21 for a bottle of Miller Lite or whatever it was?
Oh, yeah. That's amazing.
It's something. Also, wow. I wanted to announce while you're listening to this, we are switching it back up. So we are always a Monday show. We always released new episodes on Mondays. When we switched, we started doing the bonus episodes on Mondays and the other ones on Tuesdays. And people have complained they wanted more on Monday. So we're switching back. This is our first Wednesday we're doing the bonus, and Mondays are going to be our regular episodes, because why not, right? Why not?
That sounds fun. Sure. Yeah. Start your week out learning some stuff.
Or hating us.
And then get that midweek bump of hating us some more.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. That's the bump I was looking for. God damn.
This is our 16th Blurry Hysteria.
16 Blurry Hysteria. God knows how many. I don't know, like maybe like around that many of Mad Blurry Hysteria.
Yeah, so it was getting up there, 11 or 12.
And a spoiler alert for all the people at home, we are having another Mad Blurry Hysteria. Now, I say that, and then Chris is going to be like, can't do it. But supposedly, we've got Chris on the line for another one.
We've got a day. We don't have a time, but we've got a day.
Yeah. Packed. And him and I always argue on these, and we do them, so I'm looking forward to it. Like, Chris, you're a goddamn idiot. You motherfucker. No, it's not that bad.
Chris is great for just putting a nickel in and letting him go.
Yeah, I know. Just back. You like wind him up and go, like, hope he doesn't fall off the edge. Oh,
he's
shit.
Upgraded now. He's got the ledge sensor.
Yeah. Well, it's like Grandpappy always said, you know, if you're not on the edge, you're taking up too much space. My grandfather always was the announcer for the Truckosaurus events and all the
monster truck rallies.
Your ticket gets you the entire sea, but you only need the edge.
I like the effects that you put on yourself there in real time.
Sunday, and Friday night. Anyway, we have a prehistoric old-timey human stories this week.
Yeah. Human, what do they call that? Human interests? But
I'm always interested in humans.
Early human interests.
Especially if they have big boobs, but that's a different story. Mm. And now I've alienated most of the audience. I tell you what, you want me to go first? You go first. You pick it.
I will, let's see. Why don't you go first? I think yours is earlier in the timeline.
Nope, never mind. No. So, this one was really interesting, and it comes to us from Daryl Montgomery. He sends this one to us, and we kind of picked these and realized that we'd both picked not similar, but in the same vein, so it's really cool. This one comes from PBS and Nova. Human tracks may be earliest evidence of people in North America, and this takes place in New Mexico's White Sands National Park. And that's a really cool place because the sands there have been, when there's rain and stuff, there are these, I'd hate to call them fossilized, but there's footprints from.
I don't want to. It's like if you mix flour and water. And yeah. Then it just hardens.
Right. Except right? for it hardens like thousands of years ago. And yeah. So when like the dry season, you can't see them. Then the wet season and it comes back in, you can see these tracks. But they're like giant sloths and North American camels before they went extinct and dire wolves and mammoths. And they're looking through all these. And started first seeing them in 1930. And they're like, No, that's not it. And then in 2005, this guy named David Bustos, and shout out to David Bustos because that's also the name of our landscaper, and I don't think it's the same guy. I haven't asked, but I don't think it's the same guy. So he goes out there, and he starts seeing these footprints, and they're like, those are human. And yeah. He starts, you know, doing explorations of them. Comes back in like 2009, and then 2000, blah, 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 me, 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 me. Finally, in September of 2021, Bustos, this guy named Skrigan, and his whole group of researchers, they published their findings in the Science Journal. They identified 61 human tracks with multiple levels of earth below ground and between layers of these tracks where seeds from these ancient aquatic plants were prevalent, meaning they could date it because they know like where the sediment is, you know, as far as where the layers are.
Oh, yeah.
So this is all a very long way to, what's this mean? Well, the dating revealed that the footprints were estimated to be between 21,000 and 23,000 years old. That's older than scientists, the generary scientists consider evidence of people in the Americas. In fact, we're talking, they thought people crossed the Bering Strait the first time about 13,000 years ago.
Yeah.
This puts a big old, there were people here before that by a lot, like double almost.
Doubled it, yeah.
So did the ice sheets melt before and then come back? Was that something like that? Or was it, but this is a as we're looking at this, and this was published in June, they're saying it puts 20% older than any of the other dates that have been found. And in fact, there's a place in Pennsylvania where scientists found evidence of 16,000-year-old human life, like a settlement, and people are like, "There's no way because that predates the coming over the strait." Well, then this goes, maybe there were people there, and maybe those people had been there for thousands of years. So it's an interesting thing that makes us go, "Hmm," and I'm sure this guy will be ridiculed for a long, long time because that's how science works, but
that's what we're told.
Yeah. So I don't know, you know, but it's in the white sand. It's really interesting. And 20,000 years ago, people were hunting mammoths and sloths and things like that in that area. And they show pictures. They are human footprints. There's no question. It's sure. Not like, oh, that was a, you know, insert whatever animal. No, they're humans. 61 sets of them.
I love this type of stuff because it changes what we know or what we think we know, you know?
Yeah, and
It's people like to make fun of science in that way, but that is what science is. You know, you learn new things.
Educated guesses.
Things get updated.
Yeah, fuck around and find out. That's the scientific scientific method, you know?
Yeah, and I don't think it's fair to make fun of or dismiss science if we find something new that changes our previous notions.
Well, real scientists should go, that's amazing. Now we should use that and learn from that. Right. But I think a lot of people go, well, that goes against my thoughts and feelings, so on it all.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So I'm not going to trust science at all. So, yeah.
Yeah. What we're getting at is do not believe science. That's David Flora said it here first.
Even other scientists are kind of douchey with how they treat other scientists. You know, like when someone has this notion or theory, maybe it's their own or maybe it's one they just are very boned up about, and someone finds something like this that challenges that, then they get ridiculed. You know, their first thing is to ridicule them, and that's bad science too. That is not the way to behave as a, yeah. as a scientist. And it sets the process back because it confuses public sentiment about it and understanding. And mm-hmm. it really throws a wrench into the works. So when stuff like this comes out and, you know, they can test it and get it peer-reviewed fairly and everything changes from that, that's really exciting and that's really cool.
As well it should be, you know. So mm-hmm. the Bering Strait, when they crossed it, they said it was the largest migration as they know of humans. The next one will be like – the only time we'll hopefully ever see a migration like that is when we go off-world. To Mars yeah. or something, because that's how many people were migrating. It was a now, mass migration, and maybe it happened twice, or who knows how many times.
See, that's just a theory still, too.
Right.
That's the going theory, which I think it's the Clovis theory of the population of the Americas, mm-hmm. where they started in Asia and worked their way across the Bering Strait, which was walkable at the time, and then migrated down... the western coast of the United States down into Mexico. That's how they think that people got there. This challenges a lot of that because it means that people were there earlier.
Was there another
strait
somewhere? Did they, you know, how did they get there?
Or did they sail, or were they here to begin with? You know, there's all kinds of questions that come along with it.
Yeah, did they spontaneously evolve?
Were they seeded there?
Yeah, exactly.
By
yeah.
ancient alien theorists believe.
I believe that Puma Punku, there's evidence of early human.
And don't forget the blocks at Tiwanaku. But it is exciting that it challenges that that theory. And that theory itself, the Clovis theory, is even kind of not readily accepted by the entire
because
scientific
it believes
community.
Too much like under like too much to chance and too much is like is made up to fill in the gaps.
Uh-huh. So you
but
know
that's
this,
the way you got to do a lot of these things until you know
until
you,
you've got definitive proof, which we may never get.
I think aliens actually fits the bill much better on this. That's just me. Humble opinion.
That's an easy way out. That's an escape hatch.
Let's go to break real quick. When we come back, you're going to hit us with some old human species, possibly. That's mm-hmm. coming up after the break on Blurry Hysteria. Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages yeah. was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it. So it's very high on pronunciation, too. So you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And, you know, our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation. Yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, you know. If you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do. And then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years. And there's over 25 different languages that you can learn. And people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition and mm-hmm. it hears you. You get to use like the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and both of us have given the seal of approval because we wanted to do this long-term, and it's something that it works. you know, and we don't do long-term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen and we love it. So all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now, right now. Get now. Started. For Larry limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem. How do they do it?
Rashate, you're 50% off. Rashate. Redeem it. 50% off. RosettaStone.com/today. Do it today.
Why are so many dogs suffering with health issues? Well, actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. A lot of dogs have the same issues you do, David. That's interesting.
They do. I feel bad for them.
And after doing tons of research, she feels there's only one place we can look to support any dog's health, their food.
So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. It's made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also supports the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes.
That is right, and I've been feeding it to our dogs for months now. It's actually something we use. They love it. They took to it immediately. They get everything they need from it. And David, we sent some to you. You said it tastes pretty good too, didn't you?
Oh, it's a great complete.
Do not eat it. That's not what we're saying. No, but it has been great for our dogs. And they are just getting everything they need because we are feeding them the best stuff. David, tell them how they can get this.
Go to badlandsranch.com/hysteria and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all of these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/hysteria today. Nation, after years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when Brent and I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, we thought, hey, what's the catch, baby?
I said, bring me the head of Ryan Reynolds.
He did. True story. But after talking to him, hey, it all made sense. There isn't one. Not with Mint Mobile's secret sauce. And Brent, do you want to know what the secret sauce is?
I sure want to know. I do.
They sell wireless service online.
That's it.
They don't have retail stores or salespeople. They instead deliver premium phone plans directly to you.
And this worked great for me because we were moving to a new area and they're like, hey, do you want to try this out? And you can use your own phone. And it works better than what I had. And that's amazing. I don't want to say the company I was using. I don't want to tee it up like that. But I'm just going to tell you, it's been really, really, really good. And Mint Mobile here to rescue from your premium wireless. And it, like you said, it starts at $15 a month. They all come, all the plans come with high-speed data, unlimited talk and text, and that's delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And I know if I like anything in this world, it's large. So use your phone, your own phone, that is, with any Mint Mobile plan, and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts and all your pics that you scream at people when they start flipping through them, and you say, oh, don't give me my phone back. And then you can ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month.
Nice. So to get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 dues a month, go to mintmobile.com/hysteria. That's mintmobile.com/HYSTERIA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/hysteria. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower, above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
But
We're back. We're back. I wanted to scream, but I don't want to because I'm in the studio and there's people around. I might scare them. But yeah, I wanted to be a screamer just like you. That came out weird.
Yeah, I'm one of the. I'm one of the zombies that alerts other zombies. You got to take me out first. Yeah, so I was 100% wrong. For some reason, I thought yours was
yours
earlier
predates
than mine
by a few hundred thousand years.
mine's older than the Earth. What was I thinking? Yeah, mine is 500,000-year-old signs of extinct human species found in Poland cave.
Yeah, so that's interesting. It's all in Europe, just like all our European friends tell us all the time. Everything important happened over there, you bastards.
Well, don't get too excited because this one is a known species, but it's sort of the missing link-ish.
Mm.
So let me tell you what this is. There's tools that they found in this place called Tunnel Wielki Cave, I think, in Poland. They found these tools that they've dated between 450,000 and 550,000 years old.
Wow.
That's a long time. and this is, they think it's from the human species that science has already identified. Called Homo heidelbergensis.
Yeah.
And they say that's the last common ancestors of Neanderthals,
mm-hmm.
and us, Homo sapiens. And that means that they're going to have to adjust some timelines because Central Europe's climate at the time was pretty – I think that was Ice Age time?
They need a whole new calendar.
A new Mayan calendar. Break out the chisels. The climate was really tough to be in for them at the time, I guess. But anyways, they originally found some stuff in the material of the layer of the crap in the cave that they dated to the Holocene, which was around 12,000 years ago. Could be as far back as 40,000 years ago, mm-hmm. but this is, you know, when people were showing up in Mexico walking barefoot.
Yeah.
These guys were over here using tools in the cave. That's what they thought, right? That's their first dating of that area. With animal bones, they were pretty sure it was – well, here's the thing. They had animal bones recovered. They dated it to about 12 to 40,000, but the more they worked on these bones and dating them and stuff, the more it looked like it was a lot older than 40,000 years. So
mm-hmm.
they went back to this cave. They reopened, you know, some of the dig sites and stuff, got some more things. I think they tried to be a little more careful and find, you know, things that were very useful. They had bones of species, including European jaguar, mm-hmm. something called a Mosbach wolf, and Denninger's bear. So, you know, these are probably like dire wolves, dire bears. Mm-hmm. and then they started finding evidence of flint napping, where people had shaped tools, and, you know, the stuff that flaked off were found together here in this layer. Well, with more like of the production waste, more animal bones, they were able to analyze it a lot more, and they think now that it dates back almost almost half a million years.
Yeah. Half a billion, yeah. they know because the crashed UFO next to it, it still had its date on there. So, yeah, we know. We know what's up.
So, you know, it's a lot earlier, I guess, than what they had originally thought people were doing. And the other thing is they found other sites like this that kind of confirmed those numbers, but they were open air sites, mm-hmm. so it was hard to get anything good from it.
Yeah, it was interesting. They talked how, like, this is in caves, so it kind of did it, but also caves weren't a good place to live at right. the time.
Yeah, because they're damp. Mm-hmm. They're musty.
Filled with those dire things also.
Filled with all sorts of crap. And, you know, a fire doesn't do too well in a cave. You need a place to let the smoke go mm-hmm. out, and you don't want the rock drying, well, cracking from the heat, you know, and then having a cave in. Anyways, like, it's not a great place, but it is a shelter, and it's something you don't have to build. So, you know, it's not beyond the realm of possibility for people to have used caves like this. But it's interesting because they also have sites in Italy that have used this similar flint knapping technique, and some of the tools that they found there look to be kind of the same as this Polish cave. So they're going to keep looking and dating stuff and seeing if the numbers match up to being half a mildo in terms of how old it is. And
so they're going to be looking for the bones, trying to find the bones of the people too.
They're going to try and find some bones, yeah, of the Homo heidelbergensis. So that's pretty interesting. Like the chronology of human evolution keeps changing and stuff, and that doesn't mean that it's 100% false. It just means that we are still learning how mm-hmm. old we are.
Right. Right.
How long we've been effing up the planet.
And then when they figure out how to clone things and we work on the mammoths and the this and that, how long until they're like, we're bringing back Homo heidelbergensis or Cro-Magnon? People are like, no, don't do it. That'll be the next, in 150 years, people up in arms. Or maybe not.
Bring them back and ask them. Just ask them when they were around.
We'll all be listening to Wild Stallions music in paradise and not worry about such things. That's the future I'm hoping for, but, you know, what do I know? Yeah,
it's not the future that's too bright.
Your takeaway this week, hopefully, while listening to Blurry Hysteria, is we don't know shit, and that's the that's the royal we, okay. All of us. And then in 2 more years, someone's going to be like, these bones are 750,000 years, and they're in Seattle, Washington, which makes no sense whatsoever. And then people are going to start arguing, and someone will sabotage it. And, you know, it's the scientific way.
Well, we're pretty quickly approaching the moment when it's like, okay, all this stuff is fake. The devil put it here. These are only 500 years old.
The devil does a lot of things for us and against us. So choose your own adventure.
Bless his heart. Yeah, he is a busy dude.
Yeah, that's right.
I hope he gets some time off.
Possibly be. Was it? Oh, I don't know.
Satan. That's exactly right.
Now appearing this Sunday, Satan, Satan, Satan.
You get the entire Bible, but you only need the sleeve.
Only need Revelation.
Speaking of the devil, I just watched a movie called Deathgasm. It came out in 2015. It was about this. It's a New Zealand movie where they accidentally like summon a demon. It was really funny. I like comedy horror movies like that.
Oh yeah.
So if you guys haven't seen it, check it out. Deathgasm. It's definitely worth watching. And nice. That's your homework.
I just watched The Woman in Black. Both versions of it, we're going to be putting out a round table about it, but, it's a 1989 made for TV British film. And then they remade it, a couple of years ago with, Harry Potter.
Oh.
And the story was a little bit different and everything. The newer one's actually kind of good. It's got some,
with Daniel Radcliffe? No, with Harry Potter.
But the newer one might be worth a watch. But the old one's got this one scene in it that is famous.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild. It's on YouTube if you
nice. The Woman in Black. Well, I'll check it out.
The Woman in Black.
I'm gonna try to find both of them. I love watching like movies like that, and then watch like years later when they remake it. And like, holy crap! Yeah.
Yeah. It's wild to see them both because I mean the newer ones just. It's different enough to be like, that's kind of wildly different.
Well, like The Handmaid's like Tale, the movie.
There.
They made a Handmaid's Tale movie in like 1989 or something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's very different. Robert Duvall's in it, I believe, and I can't remember who. It's been a while. And then the new show, very, 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 very different.
Interesting.
And yeah, very much so. All right, kids.
Anyway,
that's your homework. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Meeting adjourned.